What's the good news, Clips fans? It's your dudes, William the Opinion Updike.
And Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. We're coming at you 5 days a week with all sorts of Clippers content. I got to come up with a new thing. I'm saying 5 days a week. But people got to know.
People got to know, man.
People got to know.
We get new listeners every now and then.
please like, comment, and subscribe on iTunes if you haven't already. We got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to start off with a preview of tonight's game against the Nuggets.
Ooh, a little worried.
I think that we're both really nervous about this game. I feel like my stomach's getting a little sick.
Your stomach's been hurting all day?
Yeah. I'm really nervous. So we got an in-depth preview on that, find out the things that we're going to need to do to win and some key matchups that you'll want to watch for. And then today is Thursday, so we're going to do our Thirsty Thursday segment where we talk about who and what we're thirsty for.
Parched.
Yeah. You want to give them a little preview?
No. Let them wait.
All right. Fair enough. And then we're going to finish with the wrap-up of last night's action in the NBA. So all that and more coming up right now.
Oh, man. Tonight we have a pretty big game.
I feel like this one, man, I just feel like this one kind of says a lot.
I'm uneasy.
Yeah. I mean, before we even get into the matchup itself, we're currently sitting at a home court advantage team in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
If we lose tonight, we're down to fifth or maybe the sixth spot.
I think it's fifth because we'll have the same record as the Blazers.
Okay.
I'm not sure if they play tonight, but we will have the same record.
Okay.
We'll be 25-17?
Yes.
Which is the same record as the Blazers, I believe.
Yeah, if we lose, we'll be 24-17.
Excuse me, we'll be 24-17.
Really nervous about that.
Yeah,
I feel like this game is going to kind of say a lot about where we're at.
For sure. I mean, coming in tonight, both teams are playing really well.
Yeah,
both teams are 7-3 in their last 10.
And to be fair, both of us have faced a little bit of easy competition. Like the last few games the Nuggets have played, they beat Miami, they beat Charlotte. They beat Sacramento. I mean, that's a tough game.
Well, okay, this is a revenge game for us then, because no one punks our sister like that.
No,
dude.
No one.
No one touches our sister.
They also beat the Knicks, but they did lose to Houston. So that's their last five. And then if you guys aren't familiar with our last five, we beat Charlotte. We beat Orlando. We beat Phoenix. Lost to Philadelphia and to the Spurs.
Ah, what are you going to do? we're 1-1 for the season. I don't know. I'm a little... I think this is a revenge game for Jokic.
Yeah, definitely.
Last time, we beat them 131-111 at Staples.
Yeah, that was just a great win. We outscored them every single quarter. We shot 50% from three.
They didn't have Paul Millsap. Jokic got ejected. He might be a little fired up.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's get into what we need to do to win. Some positives before we go into what we're a little worried about. We were talking about this mere seconds before we started recording this pod. This is a huge bench game.
This is going to be a massive bench game. Yeah. The scoring, the starters had a lot of difficulty in the win last time.
Yeah.
But their bench, you know, kept in with ours. It was 52-63. So, you know, that's a little close for comfort.
Which for most teams, like, look, if you're within 10 points on...
On the Clippers bench? I mean, that's pretty decent.
It's a pretty good bench, yeah.
Unless we're having a real crap night.
Last time, even though we won, Trez was really the only highlight off the bench. He had 20-10, mm-hmm. which we absolutely needed. Mike Scott had his most complete game of the year last time we played. He played 23 minutes. He went 9-5-4 with 2 steals.
Wow.
I don't think that'll happen again tonight.
Probably not.
And significant about the last time we played, we had a 20-point win. Lou only scored 6 points.
Yeah, this was shortly after he came back from injury.
I think it was the game after.
That was the first game back?
I think it might have been the first game back.
Okay.
It was pretty quick, though.
Yeah.
Because we were all a little worried about his hammy.
Definitely.
But you have to imagine that's going to change tonight.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, just looking at the numbers, we do have a higher scoring bench. Our average is around 53, while theirs averages about 32 points a game.
Ugh, losers.
So that's, like, a pretty handed win. But for whatever reason, their bench does have a higher win percentage than ours by about 10%.
Do you think it's because Millsap was out for so long?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
How the hell does that work?
That's what I would guess. But our bench does also trump them in rebounds and assists.
Yeah, so we win all the things that matter.
Yeah.
Except for win percentage.
I think that we're set up, if everyone just plays as well as they're capable of, you know, we don't really even need anybody on our bench to have a crazy standout game, except for maybe Lou.
Yeah, we just need that overall consistency we've been getting. And you said Will definitely. Barton's out, right?
Yes, Will Barton is out. Obviously... Gary Harris continues to be out. And he was huge for them in the first game, that loss, which was our season opener. He had 20.
So that's going to be big. Winning those non-Jokic and Millsap minutes, both scoring-wise and rebounding, is going to be huge.
Definitely.
Got to hit the boards.
Oh, yeah.
So some weird stats. We're 17th in total rebounds, and they are 16th.
Oh, wow. Neck and neck.
Which kind of blew me away, considering they have... I mean, Millsap has been hurt, but Jokic is a pretty good rebounder.
He's fine. He's not great, especially on the defensive end.
Yeah. But they are second in offensive boards.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
Definitely. That is going to be... that's going to be really, really big. Last time we were able to generate 27 second chance points as opposed to their 18. So that's going to be definitely a key to victory. Last time... it was like dead even in terms of second chance points, and you know we lost that game.
Yeah, if we lose offensive rebounds, I think we might lose this game.
I mean, what if we don't need them?
That would be awesome. What if we shoot 50% from three again? That'd be great. I just think it's going to be huge.
I agree.
Let's move the dang ball.
Yes.
You know where we should move the ball?
Where?
Oh, what is it top to bottom?
No.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
Side to side. You always got to move the ball from side to side, according to the spicy spaghettister, Corey Maggette.
That's like Maggette gospel for those new listeners. Good thing has happened. We have 25 plus assists a game. We're averaging 23, which is 23rd in the league. Denver is allowing the fewest points per game at 105.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to see a bunch of assists tonight.
Especially with Millsap. He's a great defender. He's going to get his hands into passing lanes, but we're going to have to do our best to create offense.
Yeah, they have a lot of length.
Yeah, yeah, which you know we have struggled with traditionally. Yeah,
God damn it.
It's been really, really tough. I think that scoring in the paint is going to be super crucial.
For sure.
Last time we were able to outscore them 80-50 down low.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's really, really wild. So I think that... you know, their defense has been pretty solid, and that's been a combination of their effort and teams just not shooting very well against them.
Yeah.
So I think that like it might blow
the elevation.
It might blow. Yeah. it might blow their defensive stats a little bit.
The ball travels faster at higher elevations.
100%. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, you're right.
Your nose gets too dry, so you can't shoot.
Yeah. You got the sniffles.
I think we got to get to the line obviously and find.
Oh yeah.
I mean, just in general, we got to be finding alternative ways to score if shots aren't falling.
Yeah. Force more possessions.
So I mean, I think we got to play into our percentages in this. They have like I think the 27th ranked pace, which I know is like can sometimes a misleading stat, but you know, we have a better field goal percentage and 3-point percentage, somewhat significantly, like 5-10%, I think.
Yeah. That's big.
Despite their solid defense, like if we control the pace, that defense is going to break down.
Yeah.
And just like, I mean, it's like the Morey ball thing. Like you just got to play the numbers. Like the more possessions we put up, the better chance that we have against a less good offense.
Yeah. We're a very efficient team.
Offensively.
Offensively, if you look at our attempts, and then our ranks and the points with the 2-point or 3-point, it's very disparaging.
Yeah.
Which is great when we're on, but bad when we're off. Let's get into what could go wrong. We just talked about free throws. So last time, we only went to the line 17 times.
Wow.
Which is 12 below our average.
Wow.
So that feels like we dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
By getting a 20-point win, only going to the line 17 times.
Definitely.
I think since they're, you know, they got the key contributor back, I think, honestly, if we go to the line 17 times, this game might be a different story scoreline-wise.
Yeah, for sure.
So we got to get to the line. I totally agree with that point. What could go wrong? Jokic is fueled by his tech and his ejection last game and just loses his mind, and him and Millsap combined for like 30 boards.
I don't even remember this. What was the tech for? I don't remember ejection.
He was complaining all game, and then
He is a whiner.
He's a huge whiner. And Gortat had a great quote where he's like, he's the biggest flopper in the league. He's like...
he's a huge baby.
Yeah, and he like air punched at the ref. It was a bit of a kind of a... I don't think he should have been ejected for it.
Totally.
But
I don't know. Throwing a punch is...
Okay, all right.
You got to respect those refs.
I'm not touching you.
Got to respect those refs.
Okay. But I think he might be fueled to just really go off.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
We could see a Jokic triple-double tonight.
I hope not.
I hope not, too.
Turnovers, obviously, this has been a nightmare for us all season.
Yeah.
We had 15 to their 9 last time and still managed to pull out the dub.
Really weird win. Looking back at the stats, it's a bit of a weird win.
Oh, it's, I mean, like, just...
but we'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, they were definitely off their game.
Once Jokic went out, it was done, which is why, you know, I think another thing that could go wrong, this isn't even on the notes, we're just adding this off the top of our heads right now.
What?
The bench doesn't show up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually worried about our about the Tobias cushion tonight. So they were kind of out of sorts. They were clearly just getting into their rhythm. The first game of the season, I think Toby had 16 and Gallo had 19, something like that. Those scores might be flip-flop, but they both had under 20. And then
can't have that tonight.
We cannot have that tonight. They combined for 42 last time, which is like,
we'll take
it. You know, that's what we need.
Yeah, man, I hope Tobias shows up tonight. Ain't got anything else we could go wrong? Those are kind of just the biggest things.
Yeah, I got something that could go wrong in the matchups, but I'll save it for the matchups.
Let's get into those matchups, actually. Gallo versus Millsap.
This one's interesting. Do you think that Millsap will primarily guard Gallo or Tobias?
I think Gallo, just because Gallo's big.
Yeah, he's not quite as quick.
Yeah, Millsap's not. If Tobias is being aggressive, I would hope Millsap guards Tobias, because Tobias would just get to the line a ton.
Totally.
But I think he's going to mostly be on Gallo just because he's so big.
Yeah.
Can the strongest player in the league shut down Paul Millsap?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
So in the first game of the season, Millsap grabbed 16 boards.
Insane.
So we're going to need a huge effort from Tobio on the boards tonight.
Yeah.
To just kind of either get the boards or just tire out Jokic and Millsap while still saving enough energy for the offensive end.
Definitely.
This is going to be a pretty big matchup.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried about it.
Well, the rebounding wise, Gortat played really well the last time. Outing.
He was clutch.
He pulled down 11 in like only 19 minutes of time. So that's pretty solid. Pretty solid for old Gortat. I guess just in matchups, this is just a general one. I don't know if we even have this in the notes, but how much do we see Boban tonight?
Oh, I don't know.
So in the
he crushed last time minutes wise.
Yeah, he played just under 9 minutes and finished with six and five. Yeah,
like that's pretty good,
which is really really pretty respectable. And then the opener of the season, he played nearly 18 minutes.
Yeah,
but he did finish with 18 and 8.
Yeah, so I think
I'll say we'll maybe split the difference between those games. I think that he could have double digit scoring.
Probably around like 9 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just this sordid past with between Jokic and Boban.
Oh, they got a history.
Yeah, they have a history. I think Jokic has always had a respect for him, like as the older statesman.
Mm-hmm.
So he historically hasn't gone as hard at him as he would other centers. But I think with where they're standing right now and like the momentum that they have, I think that's gone.
Yeah.
So I think that if Boban can play really well and he's like, you know, physically able to stay in the game,
if his hands are soft,
yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, and we could see, I mean, we could maybe see 10 Boban minutes tonight, but it really just depends.
As long as it doesn't cut into Miley's minutes.
I could renege on this prediction 2 minutes into the game. So,
you said on here you're afraid of the Jokic-Plumlee front court combo.
Yeah, so it's big.
Yeah, that's a big front court.
And they've been, like, it's been weirdly effective. You wouldn't think a lineup like that would work.
No, not at all.
It makes no freaking sense. But their net rating is, like...
makes no freaking sense.
Their net rating is +9 or something absurd.
Yeah.
They've been playing really, really well together. And I just don't know... I don't know what we have to stop that.
So, who's going to be on Plumlee?
That, I mean...
like, Tobias?
Yeah, no.
Not because, like,
I mean, I guess this might be a setup for we might just have to play super big with Boban at the 5 and Gallo at the 4.
Yeah. We're not seeing the meatball lineup tonight.
I don't predict it.
I don't think so, unless things are going really well or really bad.
Yeah.
Shea versus Torrey Craig.
Yeah, so I'm really interested in this one. Shea has historically had some of his best games against the Nuggets.
Hmm.
I think he had 11 in the points in the first meeting, and then in the second he finished with 14 and 6 assists.
That's what's up.
I'd
love to see a line like that tonight. I think I have a note in here about I kind of want him to have like 8 assists or something like
that. Well, going by how much he's increased each time we've played him,
we're set.
He's probably going to have 8 assists and like
23 points.
Like 23 points.
You heard it, 23 and 8 from Shea tonight, guaranteed.
But Torrey Craig is also like a large size guard. They're both like 6'6", 6'7"-ish. But Torrey Craig is like 230 pounds.
Big boy.
He is definitely a bigger boy. So I don't know. I don't know that he will be able to stop Shea. So
not at the elbows.
I'm kind of hoping for a breakout game.
That'd be nice. Gortat versus Jokic. Gortat guarded him for 28 possessions. and gave up 14 of Jokic's 19 points last time they played.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty Gortat stat line.
That's a pretty Gortat stat line. Trez only guarded him for 4, but gave up 0 points. Now, that is a small sample size. Have to think they're going to stagger this with some Boban to go back to our last point, I think.
Definitely, definitely.
And maybe some Trez, or like maybe a little more Trez than last time.
Yeah, how much did he play? End up playing in that win? Let me look.
I'm not sure. I just had the numbers on when he guarded Jokic.
He finished about 19. He finished with about 19 minutes.
He had 20 and 10. So it's like, I hope he plays. We play more Trez.
Yeah,
I think that'd be great. Avery Bradley versus Jamal Murray. Bradley did like perfectly okay.
Yeah.
Murray ended with 18 points, but only shot 37%.
I know. And once again, this is one of those stats. Like, how much was that Bradley being on him and like
for sure
just annoying him, and yeah, how much of that was Murray just having a bad shooting night?
Yeah. I want to see Bradley make smart shot decisions, LOL, and not just ruin our offense.
Yeah.
Which is sometimes he goes in spurts of like taking bad shots for like one game, and then he'll have 3 games where it's like, oh, he didn't take any long twos with 12 seconds left on the shot clock.
Yeah. And he had a pretty solid stat line last time we played. He finished with 9 a single rebound and 3 assists, but he shot for 67% from the field. So that's always great. And then I just want to piggyback off that with our defensive guards. I'm interested to see Beverly versus Monty Morris.
Yeah.
Morris has like been having a pretty solid offensive season, and I think that Pat is going to have to play like doubly hard on defense if he's not able to generate offense.
Yeah. I hope he does. I hope he has a great game on either side of the floor.
Totally. Like, yeah.
So What's your prediction for this game?
Oh, man. So, after a couple of nice, easy wins, a little bit of cushioning.
3 easy wins.
Yeah, I think that we're ready to take the training wheels off.
And okay.
Yeah, I think that we're ready for it. So, I'm going that it's going to be close, but I'm thinking that Clips can pull this one out 118 to 110.
You and I have an almost identical stat line. I, however, think it goes the other way. I think Millsap and Jokic overpower us on the boards and down low.
Okay.
And we lose 118 to 109. Hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, me too.
Hope we see some Motley minutes. Hashtag more Motley.
That about wraps it up for our preview.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to move on to our Thirsty Thursday segment.
So welcome to Thirsty Thursdays. Side note, if you're listening to this on a smart speaker, tell that dang smart speaker to play podcast Locked On Clippers.
Play podcast Locked On Clippers.
And Alexa will be like, boop, boop. Alexa will be like, can't connect, and you'll be like, play the damn podcast. So Thirsty Thursday, we're gonna run through this kind of quick. If you're new, this is for things we just want to see more of. I think we both want to see Sendarius just kind of get back to his old self a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know how much time we're gonna end up seeing him tonight.
I think for the rest of the season it might be not very much.
Yeah, it's not really shaping up. This isn't the kind of game where he would get a lot of play. Unless
it's going bad.
Yeah, unless like we're really desperate in the rotations and needing something. I just piggybacking on this, wanting guys to get back in their old form. I want the same thing for Mike Scott.
Oh God.
I hope that he can snap out of his shooting slump. And Ty Wall. I want Ty Wall to have another great game.
He's been so solid lately.
He has been really solid. I would just like to see him put it together again like he has.
What 3 guard lineups do you think we could see tonight?
3 guard lineups.
Because usually Ty Wall's involved with those.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think it's mostly gonna be some combination of Lou. I mean, I think the ideal 3 guard lineup against this team is something like Lou Will, Avery Bradley.
That's what I was thinking.
And Tyron Wallace.
Yeah, that was the exact 3 that I was thinking. Because I don't want PBev, Bradley, and Ty Wall out there.
Yeah. And
there's
then
just no offense.
And then I think you have one of either Tobias or Gallo and then Keep Harrell at the 5.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a pretty solid lineup.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if he pulls out a 3-guard lineup tonight.
Yeah.
They're just so big.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
They have a big damn team.
They do.
I'm thirsty for another all-around game from Shea.
Yeah, I would love to see what, tonight's his 5-by?
dude, if Shea gets a 5-by-5, I'd be so jacked. Yeah, he played great last game. His assist numbers seem like he's maybe figuring out passing lanes a little better, or just maybe trust. I don't know if it's a trust thing, but his just passing has looked a little crisper. He looks like some of those passes in the game we had 8 assists were dimes. He had some flair on him.
Yeah.
Like
they were really good.
It was really cool to see confident assists.
And he's averaged like 30 minutes against the Nuggets in both outings. And the first one, need I remind you, he was not a starter at that time.
Yeah.
So I expect to see big minutes from him. I'm hoping that the stat line reflects that.
For sure. What else are you thirsty for? Just going off the cuff now, you know? I don't really care about the rest of the NBA, so I'm not too worried about the NBA wrap-up.
I don't know, man. I guess I'm just keep thinking about trades. Thinking about maybe...
I'm trying to stop myself from thinking about trades.
I know. I keep thinking about maybe Oubre coming off our bench. I'm really
liking
it.
Who would we trade?
I don't know. It'd probably have to be a free agency pickup. I don't think it'd be able to happen until the summer.
Oubre off the bench would be really cool.
It'd be really clutch.
We need more guys who look like SoundCloud rappers.
Definitely. We definitely do.
I think my favorite part about Kelly Oubre is that I think he dressed up for Halloween on like October 20th when he played for the Wizards. And they had a game on the 29th. So he could have just dressed up on the 29th.
Dude loves Halloween.
Would have fit a lot better.
Dude loves Halloween.
I'm thirsty for the Clippers to just put a stamp on this season. This would be a huge statement win tonight.
Yeah.
If we got the win, it'd be huge.
It really, really would. It would...
It'd be, what, the third time we'd beat the number one team in the West at some point this year?
No, it'd be the second.
Second?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have the Nuggets led wire to wire in terms of first place in the West?
Nearly.
It's been pretty damn close.
It's been for quite a while.
I just assumed when we beat the Warriors it was...
Maybe it was. Maybe they were still on top. I can't remember. Anyway, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, just thirsty for a statement win.
Yeah.
It'd be huge.
Definitely.
Thirsty for Shea's minutes to stop fluctuating. Which I don't think will happen tonight.
I'm thirsty for a solid offensive Avery Bradley performance.
I want a classic.
And I'm not even asking for anything crazy. I'm talking like 9 points, maybe 3 or 4 assists.
I would love it if he did the classic Chuck and Will are an idiot game and has like goes like 3 for 4 from three or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Be like, damn, we are idiots. I'm just kidding. We're not idiots. Coming up in just a quick break, maybe, we're going to do just a quick NBA wrap-up. So, Mavs beat the Suns.
Man.
104-94.
What have you done?
Kelly Oubre had a great thing where he, Doncic was bringing the ball up and Kelly Oubre did the classic, I'm a good defender, and slapped the floor with both palms. And then just got scored on by Doncic. Like, Doncic did this super weird, like, off-footed fadeaway jumper. Doncic ended with 36-5, so I don't think Kelly really did his job. Maxi Kleber had 13-9, and Harrison Barnes had 17.
Harrison Barnes is like there's a lot of trade stuff circling around about him right now that they might try to make something happen with him at the deadline.
They should just keep him.
Yeah. I mean, he's a solid player. Like, it would just clear up cap space, and they could, you know, get a haul.
Not a good night for the Suns starters. TJ Warren had 20-7. Josh Jackson had 17-6. Pretty good game from him. And then Ayton Bridges and Melton combined for 16-12-9.
Oh, that's rough.
Bench tried their best but couldn't do it. The Suns suck.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
What are we going to do? Utah came back to beat the Magic 106-93.
Way to go, Utes.
Hey, it's the Jazz. They only scored 19 in the first. And they were actually getting booed at home.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. And then they held the Magic to 12 in the third, and everyone started doing whatever Mormons do to celebrate. Maybe soaking? If you don't know what soaking is, look it up.
Soaking?
I'll talk to you after this podcast about what soaking is.
All right. For the Jazz, Donovan Mitchell led the way with 33. Gobert had 12-14.
Beast.
Which is, you know, it's fine.
I love how much you hate Gobert.
No, I don't hate him. I don't hate him. Evan Fournier somehow played 36 minutes. He scored 1 point.
You're bad at basketball.
Yeah. Aaron Gordon had 18-10, and Vooch had 20-8. Oh, speaking of this Magic team, another trade that I wouldn't mind is, I don't know even who we would give up, but maybe adding DJ Augustine to the bench.
Mm. Our bench is so good, though.
I mean, but it could be better is my thing.
I think we have bigger holes.
The center. I mean, the center hole is definitely bigger.
The four.
The four on the bench?
Yeah.
I think Mike Scott is perfectly serviceable. I think we need a better wing.
He is just in a funk right now. Yeah. Did the Magic just start tanking?
Where are they in the standings?
I don't know.
Let me check.
The East
out.
Is dumb, so they're probably in like third or something.
Let's see. They are currently sitting pretty at 10th.
Yeah, so like, I mean, you know what? Maybe they shouldn't since they're in the mix for the playoffs.
They're like 2 or 3 games out.
Okay, maybe they shouldn't tank. God, the Eastern Conference is so dumb. The Los Angeles Lakers of Brentwood beat the Detroit Pistons 113-100.
Yeah, Kuzma had a career high 41 on 66% shooting. Man, that guy... I would not have predicted that.
I wouldn't either. He seems like a really good scorer. I think people kind of gas him up in terms of every other part of his game.
Totally. Michael Beasley helped with 19 off the bench. And KCP, 15, 6, and 4.
No trade clause, KCP. No one really jumped off the stat page for the Pistons. Drummond had 6 and 17, which is like a cool, goofy stat line. Blake was their leading scorer with 16. Zaza Pachulia didn't even dress.
I actually just realized today that Zaza Pachulia was still in the NBA.
I saw that and I was like, what?
I didn't realize that he was still around.
Lakers got the win. I feel like the only way the Lakers win is if one guy, and I'm counting this for when LeBron is active, just goes unconscious.
Yeah.
Like Kuzma had 41 and they only won by 13.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
It's just inconsistent.
Very inconsistent.
Just a lot of inconsistent guys. I don't know what that team is. Like, other than the team that LeBron plays on, what's their identity?
Yeah. Bunch of young dummies and then LeBron being like, God dang it, get in the car. We got to make good time. guys, that about does it for us. After the game tonight, we're going to be doing just a live stream hang.
Yeah, so check it out. It'll be on Twitter, at Locked On Clips.
Yeah, I'm currently moving out of my apartment. We might live stream it there, so forgive my weird blank walls.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see what happens.
And then tomorrow on the podcast, Will be solo. He will be recapping a hopeful victory over the Nuggets, previewing Blake's return game on Saturday.
Hi-yo.
And then playing a solo edition of Love, Marry, or Kill. Guys, I've been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Thanks for tuning in.